Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Austin and Berm Show on 97.1 The Fan. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Talking Stuff. It is another interview edition of the show. I will be joined today by Quentin Cypher, a 2027 linebacker from Raleigh, North Carolina, who made his college decision on Friday and committed to play for Ohio State. We're going to talk to Quentin about that choice, his relationship with James Laurinaitis, his potential efforts as a recruiter to bring others into the fold, and a whole lot more on this episode of Talking Stuff on 97.1 The Fan. Let's get to it right now. As promised, Quentin Cypher, Ohio State's latest 2027 commitment, joins us now on the Austin and Berm Show. This is Talking Stuff. Quentin, congratulations on your decision. How did Friday go for you? Was it stressful? I mean, I know you and I had spoken Monday last week, and you said you hadn't finalized the decision yet. When did you actually finalize the decision? And how much weight was off your shoulders on Friday once you announced officially that you were choosing Ohio State?
I think I told the coach, Coach Laurinaitis, on Tuesday or Wednesday about my decision. But when I, the whole Friday, it was just so stressful. I was just so like nervous to go out there and speak in front of a group of people, even though I knew them. And I was really nervous. But, you know, when I picked that hat, it was like a big relief and stress came off my shoulders. And I don't know, I've been feeling good and I can just focus on my off season and now my one more year of my high school football.
You know, I know that you and your family, you guys had your Buckeye shirts on. I listened to your whole speech. I watched it on your Instagram. If you want to plug that now, go ahead. I thought you did handled it pretty well for a kid that likely hasn't done a lot of public speaking. Those sort of situations, you know, don't you just wish you would have done that at like 8:30 in the morning on Friday instead of waiting all day?
No, it allowed for more people to be there. And when I was up there, I was just kind of thinking, you know, obviously it wasn't just my teammates, it was a bunch of other people, but I was just thinking, I'm just talking to my teammates just like I do every day after practice in the huddle. So that was all that was in my mind, just talking to my teammates and just, you know, saying more words to them. That's all it was to me.
I told you before we started this interview, I'm just going to say whatever comes to the top of my head because that's the way my brain works. But you sound a lot like James Laurinaitis in your voice. I don't know if you know that or not. You guys have a very similar cadence. That's interesting. Didn't pick up on it. Maybe that's why you meshed so well. That relationship, when did it really start to change? Because, you know, I appreciate the way that you've handled this recruitment. You're extremely honest and forthright. You told me back in the summer that you really needed to get back to Ohio State for a second visit because the first visit wasn't as good as you'd hoped. You know, for a number of reasons. The Buckeyes had a lot of players on campus. It was a busy day. But when did that relationship really change in your mind to change the way you were thinking? Because I know in the summer you were leaning probably pretty heavy toward Georgia.
I'm not really sure. It just started at a point. I think he came to our school and I think I realized that I meant something because he was going to come to he came to our practice. And I think I realized that he came from Ohio to, you know, come see me. And I think that's when it really started to change. And then when the texting and calling the time started, it was kind of like I was getting blown up by him and he was hitting on my family and, you know, recruiting my mom already liked it. So my mom already really liked the first visit. So I already constantly had an ear in the house. I mean, I already had to hear it from somebody in the house, how great Ohio State was. And it just kind of ramped up over the season. And I'd already wanted to be an early commitment so I could start, you know, first thing recruiting my teammate and then recruiting other people from other schools around the country. But yeah, I mean, he's just been so tough on me. And then I went up the second time and it was completely different. It was so much better.
Yeah, it's interesting. What was it about the first visit for your mother that stuck to her that way? Because I'm fascinated from the two perspectives, because I know that your feelings at the time were maybe you didn't get enough attention, but she obviously felt like she saw things she really liked. What was it that stuck in her head at that moment that stayed with her?
I'm not sure. We've always been trying to like get it out of her, like what she saw was so special the first time we went. And I don't know, but you know, I'm glad that she had that feeling, because if I didn't have that like mouth to, you know, tell me in my ear, which I'm so grateful that, you know, she voiced her opinion, because it does matter what your family thinks. Because yes, like I'm the only one that can make the decision, but it is so great to have parents and, you know, siblings that help me out and, you know, help me find the right place to go to. But I'm not sure. But second time, if she saw something, I definitely understand it, because that was a great time, that second time. And it was wonderful.
You know, when you grow up playing football, you're a kid from North Carolina. You don't really probably know much about James Laurinaitis. You start getting those conversations, those phone calls, and then you start to do research on who he is as a player. How eye-opening was that for you to be like, oh, this is actually a guy that didn't – there's a lot of college coaches that played college football, right? There's a lot of college coaches that played NFL football. There's not a lot of them that played at the level James Laurinaitis played or who accomplished what he accomplished. How important was that to you as the spring turned to summer and you started to plan out like what other places you needed to get back to?
The research on him was actually pretty funny, because the first thing my dad was like, recognized that his coach Laurinaitis, his father was a pro wrestler, and that was really cool. And then he started talking about it. I'm like, wow, you know, maybe I don't know football that much. So we started doing research on him, and then found out he's, you know, maybe the greatest Ohio State defender of all time and one of the greatest defensive players, you know, in college football history. But yeah, that was really cool to find out. And then it's so cool that he's the linebacker coach, and that's the guy that you're spending most of your time with, him and the strength coach. And you know, that's one of the big reasons I chose Ohio State.
Are you a wrestling fan?
I'm actually like my brother, like real wrestling,
not the WWE,
not the WWE and all that WWF, but yeah, real wrestling. We are big fans.
You know, with Ohio State, obviously a lot of the conversation, I think even as you visited last October and then they win a national championship, they do it with the number one ranked defense in the country, but then Jim Knowles leaves. And so any conversation you had with James Laurinaitis also now became kind of irrelevant, because you didn't know who the defensive coordinator was going to be. Then they hire Matt Patricia. The defense goes out and plays the way it has this year. The linebackers play the way they have this year. How important was it for you and your family to see what Coach Laurinaitis had been able to accomplish with Sonny Styles, with Arvell Reese? And now as you start to look at how you fit into this defense, how relevant was that? Where do you see yourself in this defense? I know you're watching it closely.
I remember last year when he was telling us about it, he told, so Arvell was what, I think number 20. He was like, number 20 is going to be something special. I'm like, okay, coach, okay. And then obviously, you know, Arvell is, you know, him and Sony are unstoppable this year. But honestly, you know, I would be, I feel like I fit more as a Cody Simon type of guy. Or, you know, I'm not as big as Sony or Arvell. I don't think I'm nearly as talented or have the potential to be as good in the pass rush and as dominant they are with O-line as those two. But I would like to be a sideline-to-sideline type of player. And obviously, I would love to, you know, get in that point in my career where I can, you know, do all that stuff. But no, I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to do it at the high level that those guys do it at, because those guys are great players.
My coworker and I have taken to calling people like Arvell and Sonny and Jeremiah Smith. We just say they're not humans anymore, and they don't come from the same planet that the rest of us do. So it's easy to look at them and be like, wow, can I do that? But then you get yourself into the system and Coach Marotti changes your body, and all of a sudden you don't know what you're going to be. So that's part of the fun, I would imagine, for you. As this team, as you've watched them grow over these last couple months, as you watch what James Laurinaitis does, you watch the way Matt Patricia does, how excited are you to just get a chance to learn from these guys who obviously have just 25, 50 years combined of high level football experience?
I'm super excited. At the end of the day, when you go to college, you're going to be a student no matter what. So you're either a student of the game or you're a student in the classroom. So learning off Coach Patricia, Coach Laurinaitis, these guys that have been around for a while, Coach Patricia, NFL, you know, Super Bowls, everything you name it, you know, been all around, had success wherever he goes. Coach Laurinaitis, like, been there, done that. You know, he knows as a player what it takes. I'm just super excited to be a student and in all aspects too, to develop my body and develop my mental game in the near future.
On signing day a couple weeks ago, Ryan Day was talking to the media at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center and was asked about Ohio State recruiting and one of the things that make what are the things that make it so consistent. And one of Ryan's primary responses involves just the reliability, consistency of the program, the knowing that there's not going to be a bunch of changes. It's not chaos around that program all the time, primarily because Ryan Day is the head coach and is not going anywhere. How's that relationship been? And what have you been able to glean from Ryan Day and what his philosophy is for you and your family?
I mean, he seems super genuine, super honest. I like the way he commands the team and creates that culture that they have. I really like just the type of person he is. And I completely agree with that program thing. At the end of the day, if you commit to a coaching staff, which obviously Coach Day, Coach Patricia, Coach Laurinaitis is great, great people, great coaches. But if you commit to a coaching staff purely and not to a program, then if those guys leave, you might leave too. So, you know, Ohio State's program as a whole, you know, whoever they've had, they've always had success because the people outside of it, the fans, you know, the town around it is always bought into Ohio State football and is just diehard about it. So the program as a whole is never having chaos because everyone is always bought into success.
I know that Raleigh, North Carolina is not the same size as Columbus, Ohio, but coming from a city, coming from a place like that, and I'm not asking you to break down every thought you had as you chose Ohio State over Georgia and Alabama, Miami, North Carolina State, et cetera. How much value, residual or direct, do you think that there is in Ohio State being in a city like Columbus, Ohio? Did that matter to you? Because obviously, if you look at Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or Athens, yes, Georgia, these are different types of places. They're not cities. And you being a kid from a city, did that matter?
Yes, for sure. Honestly, one of the biggest things, two things that matter is, you know, that support system, like I said, those fans, obviously. And then, you know, the truth is the fair market values is a big deal. Like, you know, this big thing with me and my family about NIL not being a big thing. But once you're there, you got to maximize your opportunity to make as much money as possible. And I mean, it's huge. They have many different like big business company owners that have their headquarters there and or went to Ohio State. So definitely meant a lot. But I mean, out of the top four, I think, yeah, like Tuscaloosa doesn't have like it's really just Alabama football and yeah, Alabama basketball there. That's kind of really, that's it. But Columbus has a lot going for it outside of just Ohio State football and the university as a whole.
Quentin, you're listed on your Rivals profile at 6'3", 220 pounds, 215 pounds currently is what it says. Is that accurate? Where do you think you're going physically?
Yeah, that's accurate. And physically, I think I'm going to try to put on probably another 10 pounds over this offseason. I just want to really be fast for my senior year because I know the strength and conditioning staff will help me put on that muscle. But, you know, they always say you can't teach fast, though. You can't teach speed. So I'm just going to make sure I'm fast. And I really want to be really twitchy my senior year and, like, stand out on film.
You ran track when you were younger. Do you still do that now, or are you just football only right now?
I do run track. I didn't run any meets last year because I had something going on with my leg, ankle, and it just wouldn't go waste for some reason. And so I didn't get to run any meets, but I did all the practices, which is still good for me. I just didn't get any times, like official times. But the plan is to get some times this year and then, you know, see what I am by the end of the track season.
On the field nationally, you are ranked as the country's number 9 ranked linebacker, according to the On3 Rivals composite consensus rankings, the industry rankings. I asked somebody at the Woody Hayes to describe your game, and they told me that you were a Luke Kuechly level psychopath on the football field. Does that, do you, I mean, growing up in North Carolina, I assume you were fairly aware of Luke Kuechly, but if you hear that sort of comparison, what does that mean to you that people think that you're that type of player?
I mean, it's like from the highest praise you can get. Honestly, he's a film junkie. He was everything you want to be as an inside linebacker, as a defensive player. You know, he knew the plays before it happened. He had confidence doing it. He commanded his team. So I mean, it's huge praise to be compared to someone like that.
When you're just playing the linebacker position, and these are the names you're hearing, Luke Kuechly, James Laurinaitis, there's going to be new pressure on you as you head into your senior season because you're committed to Ohio State, you're committed to the national champs, you're committed to the number one program in the country. Do you feel like you're ready for that next year? Because people are going to come at you a lot different and a lot harder maybe than they ever have before.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of pressure. Question?
Well, I'm just wondering from the perspective of now that you're committed to Ohio State, people are going to treat you different. People are going to play against you different. People are going to hit you harder. People are going to try to take dirty shots at you. Like, are you ready in the big picture of what it means to be committed to a place like Ohio State? Because it seems like you are, but I mean, life's going to change.
Yes, I think I'm ready. I mean, I have a great support system around me with my family and my coaches. And honestly, I mean, especially on the football field, if they try to do anything dirty, it's all right. I mean, it's football at the end of the day. I just, you know, I play my game and, you know, I have great teammates. So if they'll support me and I'll support them. So honestly, they can take as many dirty shots as they want. They can treat me differently as long as we come out with win each game. I'm really happy.
I know this year, your junior year, you guys made it to the state championship game for the first time in program history. Obviously, a lot of heartbreak that you didn't follow through with that. How important is it to you now to have recruiting behind you so that you and your teammates can just focus on getting back and winning one for the first time in school history?
It's really cool that we get this opportunity to get one more year at it with all the guys that we got. And I'm super excited that, you know, recruiting isn't gonna be as big as it was, you know,
this year.
Exactly. Because I can just give all my energy and all my time to my teammates and coaches. Like, I won't have anything to stress about except for football and going back there and this time winning it.
I know that one of the things that Ohio State fans and every fan of every school in the country, when a new player joins the fold like you did on Friday, the first question is always, how is this guy going to be as a recruiter? Is he going to be active? Is he going to be a guy who's out there trying to bring other people into the mix? And you already said earlier that that's one of your goals. One of those guys, obviously, is your teammate Rashad Streets, who is one of the, you know, highest ranked defensive ends in the country. How's that conversation with him been since you and him both visited in November?
It was kind of one of those things where I was just asking him how he felt about my top schools, if I would go there, if he would go with me. So it was definitely one of those things. And I think he dropped like a not official top five, but like unofficial, yeah, like favorite schools or something like that. And obviously Ohio State was on there along with, I think Alabama might have been on there. And yeah, I was like, okay, well, this definitely makes my decision even easier to school I want to go to, because now I know my teammate will go there with me if I, you know, give all the time. But honestly, I've been texting him, blowing up his phone, and it really helps on Twitter.
Yeah.
To help that his posts are doing really well and getting liked and spammed in the comments truthfully, because that's the love that they're showing him as Buckeye fans, which is really cool. So, you know, we've been texting about it. I've been telling him, just become a Buckeye, do the right decision, like, you know, join me, like 4 more years together. Like, it's pretty cool.
How much relationship growth or conversation has there been with the other guys? You're the 8th commitment in the class of 2027. Have you gotten to know Brady Edmonds or Jameer Brown or Mason Wilt or any of the guys that have committed to Ohio State at this point? Eli Johnson, who I'm sure you'll get to know as you guys will start taking over the defense together.
No, I haven't. I haven't got to talk to too many. I got in a little group chat with them, but we haven't talked about it too much. I'm super excited to see him, you know, at practices this spring. And official visits.
And is that the plan for your next visit, a spring practice visit, and then official in the summer? Is that how you see this unfolding?
I'm assuming so. Unless they agree with me.
I could talk about this stuff all day. I told you I was going to keep you like 15 minutes, but I have to ask about your hair because people are always asking me about your hair. Was this like a, I'm just going to let it go? This is part of the identity. What is the impetus for the hair? Where do you see it going? Because I'm going to tell you, Riley Pettijohn, Tony, TJ Alford, those guys, they had long dreads when they got to Ohio State and then they cut off all their hair as though they had to earn their dreads back is what they basically told me. Do you feel like if you cut your hair, you're going to lose strength like Samson out of the Bible, or is it just who you are? Because it looks awesome to me, but I don't know.
I do want to keep it because the opportunities I can make out of my hair, that's just the truth. And I just like having it. And it used to be like a big, I used to hate having it. I liked the way it looked. I just didn't like it because all the maintenance, but now it's hair and it's not too hard to deal with. So yeah, I mean, if they force me to cut it so I can earn it back, then I'll do it. And I'll, you know, that'll be more motivation to just get my hair back, get my curls back. But the plan is to keep it.
Yeah. To be clear, it wasn't Coach Laurinaitis or anybody else telling them to cut it off. I think they just wanted to do it themselves and maybe their teammates, who knows. But if you go back in time, as you start to become a student of Ohio State football, you go back to the linebackers that were at Ohio State right before Coach Laurinaitis. So Bobby Carpenter, AJ Hawk, Anthony Schlegel, those guys all had really long like mullets in 2003, 2004. They were awful, but they were on like Ahmed shirts and everything with their hair. Like, it, you know, there's ways to get it out there. That's what this business is now. So with this process now, at least mostly behind you, what's the one thing that you would tell future teammates who get to experience the recruiting process? What has this process taught you about yourself, Quentin?
Well, future teammates would be very good. We have an offensive tackle in my school. That's not future teammates, that's current teammates. But recruiting process, I would tell him or I would tell other people that it's very stressful and it's going to take away from your time. And but it's also going to be super fun. It's going to be really fun at the beginning, I would say, super fun. And then it starts to ramp up. They start recruiting you harder, and sometimes just like, man, I just want to play football and like just leave this alone. I just want to play football. So I would just tell them to, you know, take it as it is. It's a blessing. That's just all you can take it as. It's a great opportunity to be recruited by any school, you know, any division, anything. It's a great opportunity to be recruited by all these schools. And I would just tell them just have fun with it at first, but just know, you can only pick one of them. So you actually have to be really thinking about which school you want to go to.
At the end of the day, last thing I'll ask you, what was it that made Ohio State the right place for Quentin Cypher?
Just, I mean, like I said, the program, it's really like nothing else. You know, you go back all the years and you can only find like one losing season. And it's really crazy to think about that. No matter who the coach was, no matter what was going on in Ohio State football facility, whatever was going on, they were winning football games. At the end of the day, they were winning football games and sending dudes to the league and having a ton of success developing players, developing young men. And honestly, it just felt right with, you know, obviously you add that to a great coaching staff they have now with Coach Laurinaitis and Coach Patricia and Coach Day. And then, you know, some of the great strength and conditioning staff. So, you know, literally development right there. So I'm really excited that I get to choose them because it really just felt right.
Well, look, we really appreciate you taking this time. It's a Sunday afternoon. I'm sure you want to get to watch the Panthers. They're fighting for the playoffs or something, right? So
I'm a Packers fan. Yeah, they lost. So.
How did you end up a Packers fan and growing up in North Carolina?
Parents are from Wisconsin, so
okay. No. Well, that's better than being a Bengals fan, which is what I have to get prepared to watch today, even though it's pointless and means nothing. But it's my life sometimes when you grow up rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cleveland Browns, like most of us in Ohio have. So, look, yeah. Quentin, it means everything to us to have you join us on the show on 97.1 The Fan of Columbus. thank you very much. We'll be in touch regularly throughout this process and look forward to seeing where it takes you as you help build the 2027 recruiting class.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Everyone, thanks for watching. That's Quentin Cypher. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Talking Stuff on 97.1 The Fan, courtesy of the Austin and Berm Show. We'll see you next time.